Hello and welcome to Holden Village. Today's date is the 27th of September 2006. Today's session is Meditation for Wilderness Sojourners, the third of four parts, presented by Pam Santerre. Let's listen in.
One day we sat with this Paul Henderly, and he told us even more because he was a kid when his parents were here, and a real young kid, and worked in the kitchens and stuff. And he said the people really didn't like him even coming here, this camp. That there was a resort down below that just, I don't know why they didn't like this camp, but they would bring their guests up here and shoot rocks through the windows. Can you believe that? You know, so when they finally got up here, all the windows were broken, and I mean, it was just awful. And the hard work that they had to do, is it's really a good pioneer story, which wasn't that long. Go really in the 60s, but and then when we went to that museum, it was interesting. We stayed there quite a while reading some of these stories of the beginnings, and I think it's just an answer to prayer. I'm sure that it has kept going all this time, and that all these people keep coming, and they're such servants, the people that work here, aren't they? Don't you feel they're just, you know, I mean, good servants of the Lord, really, that are working. So I think it's just wonderful about how sustaining a place this is.
Yeah. Well, I think we're sustained by the witness of others, and wow, is this place ever great at that? I mean, people, like you said, just so open and so, I mean, I really feel love coming from everyone here. You know, it's just, it's almost a magical feeling that you get. You know, I could meet any of you on the street in Minneapolis, and you know, you might not even acknowledge, you know how it's just a blur of humanity and you're just moving along, but up here you can't get across the dining room or the kiosk anywhere, you know, when someone says, well, you know, how was your hike, or how was your day, or you know, did you enjoy that, or do you want to have a cup of coffee with me, or you know, it's just, that is just the greatest, and I think personal relationships really sustain us and help us and comfort us through, you know, it doesn't have to be bad times. Even through good times, it's wonderful to have friends. And just recently, having moved in the last year and a half after living in the same community for, you know, 30 years, and you're 60 years old, and all of a sudden you're, you know, that's a big adjustment, and sometimes you do kind of feel like you're all alone in your own little wilderness all of a sudden, you know, and just to come with, you know, and our church has been wonderful, the one we joined in Northfield, and people have been so warm and open and friendly and caring, and you know, this is just an extension of all that warmth, and it's just good to feel, because you know, I'm sure you've all experienced that at times, but sometimes, you know, in the last year and a half, we felt really alone. You know, we're lonely, and so this has been great. Mm-hmm. And this morning on our hike, we were up on the tailings, and I like the little, just things surprise you. They pop out of nowhere. There was an old electrical pole up there that the mine must have used, and they weren't using it, of course. Nobody had been using it for years, and someone from here obviously had taken a metal bar and put a cross this way and made a cross out of it, and then there were lights on it, so they must light it, you know, maybe during Lent or at some time, and I, you know, it was visible from the village here, so I'm sure that they could see those lights up there. Then we walked on a little further in the tailings, and there, Jean noticed it, I think the rocks laid out, and so we were trying to read it. There were the white square stones, kind of, and someone had spelled the word forgiven, you know, and it was as long as this fireplace with an exclamation point on the end.
Wow.
Just the neat little things that, you know, every corner you turn, there's something that just reminds you again and again and again of the wonderful, you know, sustenance of God and His love for all of us. It's just been a great mountaintop experience for us to be here. I know that. So. We love the mountains and the nature and the hiking. And
have sort of a renewed faith in people. When we were
crossing the street, we came out of the dining hall, and we went around the back side, and there were two little boys there. One was about 7, and one was maybe 10. And they had walkie-talkies, and he said, "Oh, you guys are talking to each other on the walkie-talkies, huh?" And they said, "No," they said, "we're the Holden police." that's pretty good. They probably can handle the job.
They're doing a very good job.
Keeping crime going.
It's very good.
And it would be a wonderful place, wouldn't it, to have your children? You would feel they were so safe here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I would think that they would just, you know.
They're quite little characters.
Cute little guys.
I'm very thankful for the labyrinth. I found it this afternoon. I looked for it this morning. I looked all over the place. I couldn't find it. I found it this afternoon, and talk about, well, it was beautiful. I mean, it just, and just the centering and the chance, you know, someone spent a lot of time putting that together and planting those wildflowers and laying those rocks out just so. And it was just a very, that gave me what I needed at that point to keep going. So I'm so thankful for that. Someone in the pot put that there. In closing, and thank you once again for all your rich sharing. I want to read something from Mary Jo Leddy. She wrote a book called Radical Gratitude, and it's just a wonderful book. And she says, "When we no longer take the world or ourselves or anyone else for granted, we begin to realize that these are things we could never have planned, organized, or manufactured. We have neither earned them nor produced them. They are free gifts from God. In the realization of such graciousness, we may recognize the simple dynamic of God's love. Because God loves us, we are as we are, and as we are, God loves us." Or, I'm sorry, I didn't read that right. I'll read that last sentence. "In the realization of such graciousness, we may recognize the simple dynamic of God's love. Because God loves us, we are. And as we are, God loves us."
One more time.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
"In the realization of such graciousness, we may recognize the simple dynamic of God's love. Because God loves us, we are. And as we are, God loves us." So thank you for coming this evening, and we'll have one more time together in this circle tomorrow. Do you like this time? Well, tomorrow afternoon, yes. It's scheduled back at 3:30, so if you'd prefer, I could probably move it back to...
It's nice.
Yeah, okay, I'll just switch it on the schedule.
But you'll have to coordinate it, though, with Vespers, though.
Right.